This is Radio Nepal. I'm Mohendra Raimaja with the news. Let's begin with the headlines. Result of today's National Assembly member election starts coming out. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said all state organs should work together for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. Government decides to bring back 3 billion rupees from Sharjah Yatayat taken for purchasing electric buses with interest. Transparency International report projects improvement in corruption in Nepal. Nepal climbs up 11 position compared to last year. And China locks down Wangang city as well to battle against the spread of coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has completed the vote counting of the National Assembly election in different provinces. As per the results, Narayan Kajeshwasta and Bhagavati Neufani of ruling Nepal Communist Party have been elected as the National Assembly members from Gandaki State. Also, the spokesperson of Nepal Communist Party, Shrestha, achieved 3,462 votes, while his nearest rival, Surya Prasad Regmi of Nepali Congress, got 2,244 votes. Similarly, Neufani got 3,366 votes, and her rival, Bimala Gautam of Nepali Congress, achieved 2,340 votes. Likewise, from the province number 2, all 4 candidates of Nepal Communist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party Alliance have been elected to the National Assembly. As per the results, in women category, Tulasa Kumari Dahal has been elected, while in Dalit category, Radhesham Paswan. In open category, Mrigendra Singh Yadav, and in minority, differently able category, Shekhar Kumar Singh have been elected to the National Assembly. Similarly, from the Karnali province, Nepal Communist Party candidates Maya Prasad Sharma and Sumitra Bise have been elected as the members of the National Assembly. Out of the total votes, Maya Prasad Sharma secured 3,648 votes against 1,026 votes of Nepali Congress candidate Dilli Ram Pathak. In the same way, Sumitra Bisi secured 3,684 votes against her rival from Nepali Congress candidate Goris Kumari Basnet. In the same way, the vote counting of the National Assembly election in Province 5 has been concluded. As per the results, Nepal Communist Party candidate Jagga Prasad Sharma has been elected as a member of the National Assembly from quota of minority and differently able persons by securing 5,424 votes against the rival from Nepali Congress, Miraj Ahmad Halwai, who got 1,986 votes. Likewise, in women category, Bimala Gimri got elected with 5,778 votes, defeating Nepali Congress candidate Girija Devi Neufani, who got 2,100 votes. Similarly, in others category, Nepal Communist Party candidate Gopal Bhattwai, who secured 5,382 votes, got elected, while his nearest rival Balkrishna Pandey secured 2,052 votes. Earlier, the Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha shared that 99.22% votes were cast in the National Assembly election held to elect the 18 National Assembly members today. Out of 2,056 voters, 16 voters did not turn up in the election. Spokesperson Shrestha further said that election was held peacefully in all the polling centers. He also thanked all the security personnel, social workers, media persons, among others, for helping to make the election successful. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all the state agencies to get united to materialize the government's campaign of achieving prosperity in the country, maintaining good governance. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu to mark the 19th Establishment Day of Armed Police Force today, Prime Minister Oli said all the state organs and civil society should contribute from their respective sides to make prosperous and modern country, eradicating poverty, illiteracy and backwardness. saying the incumbent government has a responsibility of institutionalizing the change implementing the constitution. The Prime Minister added that government is focused on maintaining good governance and rule of law. Meantime, the Prime Minister lauded the armed police force for their contribution to rescue and relief efforts during the disasters and maintain peace and security in the country. He also said the government will pay special attention to modernize and build capacity of the armed police force. The government has decided to take back the 3 billion rupees given to the Saza Yatayat Cooperative for purchasing electric buses. Unveiling the cabinet decision taken by the cabinet meeting held on 20th January, government spokesperson and communications and information technology minister Gokul Prasad Maskuda said, as the Saza cooperative failed to procure the electric buses within the given time, the cabinet decided to recover the 3 billion rupees along with the interest of the amount. Minister Maskuda further said the cabinet agreed in principle to award the electric buses procurement process to the Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Ministry, and the Ministry of Finance will provide 3 billion rupees to the Physical Infrastructure Ministry. Likewise, the cabinet has approved the National Census 2078 Vikram Samvat Administrative Management and Parks Standard 2076 Vikram Samvat. Likewise, the government has decided to declare Netra Prasad Guragai as a national martyr. Mr. Guragai was a Nepal Communist Party cadre and was killed by police on 14th November 1962 while he was active in communist political movement in Telathum district. The government spokesperson also informed that the cabinet decided to grant permission to forward the Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Multi-Purpose Project as the national pride project, and the project will be implemented soon with guaranteeing required resources for it. Likewise, the cabinet also decided to take note of the condition of Nepali migrant workers in the Middle East, and the Labour Ministry will take necessary steps for the same. Communication Minister Maskuda further informed that the cabinet decided to give consent to organize the 73rd meeting of the World Health Organization's South Asia chapter in September 2021 in Nepal. Nepal has made improvement in its ranking in the list of the corrupt countries. In the Corruption Perception Index 2019, released by Transparency International Nepal in Kathmandu today, Nepal made a slight improvement by climbing down 3 positions in the index. Nepal secured 113th position on the list of 180 countries of the world, scoring 34 points out of 100 points. Earlier in 2018, Nepal had secured 124th place with 31 points. The improvement was measured as per the survey carried out by the World Bank, World Economic Forum, Global Insight, World Justice Project, Bolsterman Foundation, and Vidim. Denmark has been ranked as the least corrupt country with 87 points. Likewise, Somalia is the most corrupt country with 9 points. Bhutan has been listed as the least corrupted country in South Asia, being placed in the 25th position with 68 points. General Secretary of the Transparency International Nepal, Mukunda Pradhan, said action against corruption, proactive judiciary and security agencies are attributed to helping Nepal progress on the Corruption Perception Index. You are listening to 8 p.m. Radio Nepal News. Here we take a short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक टु द न्यूज. द न्यूली इलेक्टेड अफिस बियरर्स for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, and Commission for the Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Person, CIEDP, haptic and worth of office and secrecy today. Chief Justice Cholendra Somse GVR administered the worth of office to Dr. Goris Dutta Bhatta as chairperson of TRC and Ivara Subedi as chairperson of CIEDP EMITA program organized at Supreme Court today. On the same occasion, the Chief Justice also sworn in newly appointed members of the TRC, Prasandaman Pradhan, Dr. Govinda Gautam, Mon Dahal, and Vishnu Pokhrel, and newly appointed members for CIEDP, Vishwa Prakash Bhandari, Gangadhar Adhikari, Sunil Ranjana Singh, and Sarita Thapa. The recommendation committee, led by former Chief Justice Om Prakash Misra, had recommended the candidates for the both commissions last Saturday. The latest appointments have filled the void in the both transitional justice mechanisms. Likewise, the newly sworn office bearers of both commissions held a meeting with the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal, today itself. Minister Dhakal urged the newly appointed members to fulfill their responsibility in line with the related acts and conclude the peace process of Nepal logically. He also assured them of government's full cooperation for the commission's works. Former President Dr. Rambhan Yadav has said all Nepalese have the responsibility of protecting the republic and leading the country on a journey of prosperity. Addressing a program at Pipara of Birgans today, former President Dr. Yadav said, after the abolishment of monarchy, the country has entered into an age of democratic republic and now all the political parties, communities and classes should come together for the prosperity of the country. Meantime, he also expressed worries regarding the future of the Rai Madhis, hinting to the excessive use of forest resources in Chure and the Rai. The government's objective of reaching access of commercial banks to all local levels across the country is close to materialization. According to a Nepal Rastra Bank report, only 10 local levels are without a bank. The 10 local levels are not able to set up bank branches due to geographical and logistics difficulties. The report further states that a single local level out of a total 137 is beyond the access of bank in Stage 1. Similarly, only one out of total 136 local levels in Stage 2 does not have a bank. Similarly, two local levels out of the total 119 local levels are yet to get access to bank in Bagmati State. Likewise, only one out of total 85 local levels is waiting for establishing bank branches in Gandaki State. All local levels have bank access in State 5. In Karnali State, 78 local levels out of 79 have bank access, while 4 out of 88 local levels don't have branches in Sudarpasan State. A total of 241 chaugurs or menstruating huts have been demolished in different parts of the district. Police Inspector Nain Bahadur South informed that a total of 112 chaugurs were demolished in Atbis municipality. Similarly, 58 huts were demolished in Bhairavi rural municipality, 13 in Dullu municipality, 3 in Gurans rural municipality, and 20 in Chamunda Bindraswini municipality and some in other places. The federal government and local governments have launched the campaign to demolish those temporary huts made for menstruating women. Now some international news. Wangang has become the second China city to go into lockdown following the closure of Wuhan, as authorities are making efforts to halt the spread of new coronavirus. The virus has now killed 17 people and infected 571 people so far. Chinese official news agency Xinhua reports the moves are meant to effectively cut off the virus spread, resolutely curb the outbreak and guarantee the people's health and safety. Health authorities in the Wangang, which borders the central city of Wuhan, said they would suspend public bus and railway operation from midnight today. An air tanker has crashed in the firewall while fighting bushfire in Australia, killing the three people on board. The cause of the crash is in the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales state is not yet known. The victims were reportedly American residents. The plane crashed in an active fire zone 2 hours south of Australia's capital, Canberra, said the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian have expressed condolences to firefighters' families. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the eastern and central regions and mainly fair in the west of the country. Before we end this news bulletin, a reminder of the headlines once again. Results of today's National Assembly member election starts coming out. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says all state organs should work together for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. Government decides to bring back 3 billion rupees from Saza Yata taken for purchasing electric buses with interest. Transparency International reports projects improvement in corruption in Nepal. Nepal climbs up 11 position compared to last year. And China locks down Huanggang City as well to battle against the spread of coronavirus. That's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and other online programs. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. First, the general weather forecast. It will be partly cloudy with the chances of light snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now, wind and temperature for the western region at 3,000 meters to 70 degrees 30 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters to 70 degrees 60 knots, minus 13 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters to 70 degrees 75 knots, minus 26 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters to 70 degrees 100 knots, minus 32 degrees Celsius. And wind and temperature for the central region at 3,000 meters to 80 degrees 20 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters to 70 degrees 70 knots, minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters to 70 degrees 75 knots, minus 26 degrees Celsius, and at 9,000 meters to 90 degrees 110 knots, minus 33 degrees Celsius. And wind and temperature for the eastern region at 3,000 meters to 80 degrees 20 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters to 70 degrees 70 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters to 70 degrees 80 knots, minus 25 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 300 degrees 100 knots, minus 33 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin.